stupid is, what stupid does, sir.
Stupid! Stupid! Stupid!
That sounds stupid.
It's stupid, but we like it.
It's time for Stupid Stories on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Shall we just get the best news out of the way? And I'm going to go ahead and say this isn't even a stupid story. This is wonderful news.
Okay.
There's nothing like the snacks of the 90s. Say what you will about the 90s, but I believe things such as fruit roll-ups really blossomed in the 90s.
They were tasty. Always good.
Pop-Tarts came to fruition. The Lunchable was at its peak. And along with that was a delicious little snack with a delicious little kangaroo on the front of it. I believe it was kangaroo, right?
I'm going to just based off the name of what you're talking about, I'm going to say yes.
It's been announced that returning to the shelves this summer, the snack that is Dunkaroos.
I can't wait. I will be buying the Dunkaroos like nobody's business.
They had multiple. Couldn't you choose your frosting too? Isn't that the deal? You got like chocolate or you could do vanilla.
Wasn't that like a Funfetti tasting one?
Oh, yeah.
Forget
about that Funfetti. Coming to shelves near you, they said only because of insanely popular demand for the snack to return. My question is this. I'm for the snack coming back. Will you actually buy it, though? Is it just more fun to know that it's there? Are you actually going to go out of your way to buy the Dunkaroos?
And I'm surprised this hadn't crossed your mind yet, but like, as a father of a couple toddlers at home, it's exciting for me, the idea of being this angelic being that opens the door one day after work and is like, children, gather around your father. I'm about to blow your tiny little toddler minds and watching their face.
Don't forget you're going to blow their taste buds, too.
As they take the little dunky dunk.
Yep.
And stick that in their mouth, and I will watch as their eyes are open to a whole new world. So, yes, I will be buying the Dunkaroos because I imagine that is going to just, like, they can't even fathom what is about to come their way.
I forgot about the Funfetti flavor. Now I'm locked in. This right here in our neck of the woods, Minnesota, a woman has been reunited with her long-lost pup. Now, Monica Mathis apparently lived in Florida for some time where her dog ran away, a dog she cared quite greatly about. And this comes to the old, some Chris Farley movie, I can't remember the name of it, but the old drinking has its benefits is the saying that Chris would use, right? Now, because of a brewery in Florida, Motorworks Brewing, what they do is they work with the Manatee County Animal Services. And when they get a lost dog in, they put the dogs or cats on their beer cans. Almost think of Twisted Tea will put pictures on all their stuffs. Of people
I think we were doing that locally recently, too,
sure.
Actually. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, long story short, she was still finding a way to get this beer to come to her home in Minnesota.
Sure.
And going through, she came across what she recognized was her long-lost pooch, only in this case on the can known as Day-Day by the shelter. Long story short, she went back down to Florida to check it out. And, of course, like any owner and its long-lost loved pet, reunited after years of separation. Hazel, apparently, too, to confirm it, had microchipped the dog.
Beautiful.
I thought if you microchipped them,
they should have called her up.
That's what I thought.
We got your dog.
Well, that was where I confusion, too. Like, why did it take the beer can picture to find the dog?
That is impressive, though. I love that she was drinking her just Florida imported beer, imported to Minnesota,
Thank
and
you,
found her
Motorworks
dog.
Motorworks Brewing.
Very
commitment
nicely done.
To the Manatee County Animal Service Shelter.
Dunkaroos and beer and found dogs.
And shall we make it the trifactor of good stupid news today? We may not experience this quite so much here, but then again, I don't know the 7-8 o'clock-ish commute around Fargo-Moorhead.
Sure.
My guess is things like 94, University, even 25th here, 45th can get quite messy with traffic. But an artist across the pond may have cracked the code for you to get to and from wherever you're going much faster.
You have my interest.
It is going to cost you. It is going to cost you. Because how he was able to do this was an artist decided for an experiment. He did this in Berlin. He basically took a cart and filled it with 99 cell phones.
So 99 cell phones.
Anyone using a Google Map type of service to try to find the fastest route to work would see whatever street he was on with 99 cell phones look like it was an insane traffic jam. It's not moving. So you got, boop, that is red. like definite redness, right?
Oh, that's actually kind of genius. I see what we're doing here.
And what he did is he showed with all the pictures and whatnot that there was not a single vehicle on some of the main, what he would say, arteries of the Berlin traffic system. As long as he was toting around his cart right down the middle. Imagine a guy with a cart just walking right down the middle of university is pretty much what it looks like.
That is awesome. I can dig it.
I'm not saying I condone this. I'm not saying I dismiss this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying if you got the funds, flaunt it if you want and find your way to a faster commute. You're just going to need to basically pull around a laundry basket full of cell phones to get it done.
It's an interesting idea. I'm going to be honest. It's hard to follow up Dunkaroos. I'm pretty much just so excited for Dunkaroos.
I know.
Nothing else matters anymore.
I agree. I don't know why we moved on from the Dunkaroos. I just hope they introduce new flavors.
You don't mess with a perfect
thing. Oh, bad news with that. Just not that it's not coming to a grocery store near you, but the bites will first go on sale at 7-Eleven locations. It's my understanding we don't have those.
We don't have no 7-Eleven.
I actually don't know where a single 7-Eleven is. Are they even in
Probably
Minneapolis?
Probably in Minneapolis.
I thought they were a southern thing.
Road trip for the Dunkaroos. It's happening.
I'm in.
Wait, you go in here, you start talking about Dunkaroos?
I just want to make sure I'm getting all the stuff out there. Hey, is it General Mills in Minnesota?
Yeah.
What the crap?
You'd think they could send a few our way.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll send them a nicely worded letter. Which is going to be, I'm not feeling nice things right now based off what just happened. So it's going to be hard to write a nicely worded letter.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. Mad Dragons, Pink, Chris Stapleton, Harry Styles all on the way. Speed Therapy momentarily. Also, if you really want to propose to the love of your life, but you're too cheap to buy a ring, well, you're in luck for the next like week and a half only. Tell you why in a sec.
This week's Employment Connection brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. Attention job seekers, would you like to receive $50 for simply